Jesus Christ is the light of the world. The light no darkness can extinguish. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. O love, you died that all might live and rise to see the perfect day. The fullness of your mercy give to these our friends for whom we pray. O Lamb of God, Redeemer blessed, grant them eternal light and rest. Love bless our friends who died in you, as you have given them release. Enliven them since they were true, and give them everlasting peace. O Lamb of God, Redeemer blessed, grant them eternal light and rest. In your green pleasant pastures feed the sheep that you have summoned hence, and by the still cool waters lead your flock in loving providence. O Lamb of God, Redeemer blessed, grant them eternal light and rest. Direct us with your arm of might, that with our friends we may all come to dwell within your city bright, Jerusalem, our happy home. O Lamb of God, Redeemer blessed, grant them eternal light and rest. I will walk with Adonai my God in the land of the living. I love Adonai who has heard the cry of my appeal and turns an ear to me whenever I call. Death had me in its grip. The grave's trap was set. Grief and anguish held me fast. I called on the holy name. Adonai, my God, rescue me and set me free. Kind and gracious is Adonai, gentle and full of compassion. God shelters those who are needy and raises me from the dust. Rest once more, my heart, for you know how Adonai loves. God rescued me from death, wiped my tears, and steadied my feet. I will walk with Adonai my God in the land of the living. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I will walk with Adonai my God in the land of the living.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. O death, where is your victory? O death, Where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and sin gets its sting from the law. But thanks be to God, who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
None of you can come to me unless you are drawn by my Abba, and I will raise you up on the last day. Those who put their faith in me will not come under judgment, and I will raise you up on the last day. In very truth, I tell you, the believer possesses eternal life, and I will raise you up on the last day. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the holy breath of love. None of you can come to me unless you are drawn by my Abba, and I will raise you up on the last day. There is nothing in death or life, nothing in all creation that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful. From one generation to the next, the mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. There is nothing in death or life, nothing in all creation that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Christ, our resurrection and our life, you raised your friend Lazarus from the dead. Raise up to life and glory the dead whom you have redeemed by your precious blood. Christ, consoler of those who mourn, you dried the tears of Martha and Mary, of the widow at Nain, and the family of Jairus when his Talitha had died. Comfort those who mourn for the dead. Christ our Savior, you were the death of death and the destruction of Sheol. Awaken all who sleep in selfishness and sin to the light of grace and truth. Christ our Redeemer, look on those who are lost in depression and have no hope. May they receive the light of your resurrection and the fullness of life. Eternal rest grant unto all who have died, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Listen kindly to our prayers, O God of light, and deepen our faith in Christ Jesus, whom you raised from the dead. Strengthen our hope of resurrection for all who have died, and bring all people and all creation to the fullness of life, both now and forever. Amen. May Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life, bless us and be with us this night and always. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita dulcedo et spes nostra salve. A te clamamus, exules filii Evae. A te suspiramus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, illos tuos misericordes oculos ad nos converte. Et Iesum benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, O pia, O dulcis Virgo Maria. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word. Grant that we, who celebrate her memory with that of all the saints, may with the help of her prayers be freed from ever-present evil and come to share the fullness of life eternal.